The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another program of ours and this is the first episode of this brand new program titled Travelers of Difficult Paths Inshallah, we'll be hearing about the sacrifices of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, the tribulations that they faced. But despite all of that, subhanallah, they remained resolute. They remained firm and steadfast upon their iman. And they showed that they are true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, to gain inspiration and encouragement, we will hear about their blessed lives and their sacrifices. But before that, let us hear a virtue of reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif. In one narration, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said, there is no ummati of mine who recites Salat upon me illa balaghani sawtuhu haythu kana, except that his voice reaches me wherever he may be. So, subhanallah, wherever you are in the world, remember the beloved Prophet alayhi salam, and have your voice reach his noble court. What greater honor is there than that? Subhanallah. He is the beloved of Allah, Azza wa Jalla, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, before we get into our first episode, inshallah, let's make some good intentions. We know in Sahih al-Bukhari, the first hadith is, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, that actions are based upon intentions. And this particular hadith, many ulama have begun their books that they authored with this particular hadith. Why? The reason is when a talibul ilm, when a reader opens the book and he finds this hadith right at the beginning, he realizes that this journey he is on, this journey of seeking sacred knowledge, he must rectify his intention right from the beginning. Actions are based upon intentions. Let's make the intention that we are listening to this program, watching this program, solely for the pleasure, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we hear, we will try our utmost to remember it and act upon it, inshallah. And not only that, we will try to impart it to others as well. Remember, one great way of retaining the knowledge that you have learned is by passing it on to others. Every time you pass it on to another person, your knowledge becomes firm. You're revising it. You're going over it. So with this intention, impart this knowledge to others as well, inshallah. And like this, before any permissible good deed, you should try and make good intentions in abundance. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Now, at the beginning of the program, I would like to mention some ayat. And those ayat will be in regard to how a believer will be tested. The Quran tells us that bringing faith, embracing Islam, that has to be done. That's the first step. But thereafter, you will face tests. And don't think that now that you've accepted Islam, everything will be easy. No, you will face trials, tribulations. And this program is here to highlight that our elders, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, great anbiya alayhimus salam, awliya rahimahumullah ta'ala, they faced great trials. They were maqbool indallah, accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they faced trials. So what about normal believers, laymen? We will face trials as well. Firstly, Allah ta'ala says in the noble Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Translation, do the people think that they will be left after saying, we believe, and they will not be tested. So this verse, Allah Ta'ala clearly states, do people think that they'll accept Islam, recite Kalima, Shahada, and that's it? there'll be no test. In fact, it's the opposite. When you embrace Islam, you will face tests regarding your faith. You will face an onslaught of tribulations, but how you react will define you. And in regard to tribulations, the ulama of Islam have said, this is a means, a dhari'ah of gaining qurbah to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Anbiya alayhimus salam. They are the closest from all of creation to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they face great difficulty and trial. Look at the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, who can deny their qurbah, their closeness to Allah. Allah is pleased with them. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. But did they not face trial? Yes, they did. They faced tribulation. Look at the awliyaullah rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Do they not have closeness to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They do. But these blessed souls, these blessed individuals and personalities, you study their life, their biography, and you will realize one thing which was common in all of their lives was that they faced trials and tribulations. And they came out on the other side having passed those tests. They were tests. This was an imtihan, a test set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they came out on the other side having succeeded in those exams. And in the Quran, there are more verses. And they begin in this manner, Am hasibtum, do you think? It's reminding a person, it's making a person reflect and ponder that listen, Iman is something you have been blessed with, but now get ready to face trials. Attaining Jannah isn't easy. This is for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected and chosen. So in one verse of the Quran, Allah ta'ala states, Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannata wa lamma ya'lami Allahu alladhina jahadu minkum wa ya'lama as-sabirin. Do you think that you will enter Jannah? Whereas Allah has not tested those who strive from you, and nor has He tested the patient. So as we said, these tests are a means of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these tribulations, they lead to what? Jannah. In another verse of the Quran, it states, Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannata wa lamma ya'tikum mathalu alladhina khalaw min qablikum. Do you think that you will enter Jannah? And the situation that was faced by those before you has not come to you? Meaning the situation that they faced, the trials that they faced, you have not faced yet? You've not faced them, and do you think you'll enter Jannah just like that? Allahu Akbar. So the Anbiya alayhi salam were tested. Now when they were tested, did they complain in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, you will not find that. They remained patient. They remained steadfast. They knew this test was from Allah, and they faced it head on. Subhanallah. They did not complain. So think about it. There are so many blessings in trial. When we study the life of the pious elders, we learn that whenever difficulties enter their life, any hardships or afflictions, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a blessing, turning to Allah jalla wa ala. They made dua in abundance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people, what would they say in these difficult moments? Mata nasrullah, when will the help of Allah arrive? Meaning they were hopeful of the help of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled and comforted them by saying, Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. Take heed, indeed the help of Allah is close. So their manner of dealing with these difficulties was unique, subhanAllah. They knew that this was a test from Allah. So they thought in their minds that this is a test from Allah. I'm happy with it. I'm content with it. We're happy with the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what brought them close to Allah jalla wa ala. When an insan, a human being, is content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing him through, the situations that he's facing, this is a means of him gaining closeness. And Allah Jalla wa Ala instructs the pious people to remain patient. And that's why they do it. Even our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who himself said that there has been no one in creation tested more than me. He was told by Allah Almighty, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُ الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. O beloved, remain patient just as the resolute messengers remained patient. And the Prophet ﷺ exhibited patience, great levels of patience. So very briefly, let me mention some of those pious personalities who we'll be covering in this program of ours. Great Anbiya alayhimus salam to begin with. They faced trial, they faced tribulations, they never took a step back. They continued in their journey. They made it through all of these trials and tribulations. Now, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, who has a whole surah dedicated to him in the Quran, what difficulties did he not face? The people would beat Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam violently until he would fall unconscious. Sometimes the people there thought he had passed away because of the beatings. People would strangle him. This is a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? He lived for approximately 1,000 years. How many people embraced faith? Less than 100. Even his own son rejected faith. But did Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam complain? Did Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam take a step backwards? No. He faced all of these trials head on. Then we have Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was calling people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tawheed. Yet the people were rejecting his message. Instead, they were worshipping idols. Now, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam faced a tyrant ruler by the name of Nimrod, as they say in English. He was oppressive, he was a tyrant. He wanted people to believe in him or his false gods. He even claimed divinity. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam rejected him. And we will cover the accounts in the Quran where the idols were broken by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Eventually, he was thrown into the fire, a fire by Nimrud, which was lit by Nimrud and his associates. Now, subhanAllah, miraculously, Allah Ta'ala saved this great prophet of his, Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalil, who was an intimate friend, a close friend, alayhi salam. Look at that trial, being thrown into the fire. It's a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have the likes of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the most often mentioned Nabi in the Quran. Look at his story, brought up in the house of Fir'aun. Later on, Allah Ta'ala sent him to Fir'aun. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَا Allah Ta'ala said, go to him, you and Harun alayhi salam, and present the da'wah, invitation towards Tawheed, towards Islam, in a lenient manner, in a gentle manner. Fir'aun rejected. His courtiers rejected. And there's a lengthy account in the Quran where the magicians gathered and they were overpowered by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, which was a miracle of his. He was supported by these great miracles which were granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His people were being killed by Fir'aun. We know the miraculous end where the river split open, the river Nile. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam faced great tribulation, great trial as well. He never took a step back. He prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّلْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ لُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي So these people, great people of Allah, they relied upon him, Azza wa Jal. And as for our beloved master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. Born in the city of Al-Makkatul Mukarramah, and there his own family members rejected his message. The likes of Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab were his staunch enemies, and they would oppress the believers. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh was beaten severely on occasions. He fell unconscious because of announcing his Islam. Other Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the likes of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu anh, they were tortured because of their Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed family members were martyred, Sayyidina Abir Hamza radiallahu anh. So we realize from all of these occasions that the Anbiya alayhi salam faced great trial. Our Prophet alayhi salam was made to leave Al-Makkatul Mukarramah. And what was the situation? He kept looking back, yearning for Makkah and being driven out of Makkah to the extent where he looked back and he could no longer see Makkah. And he said, oh Makkah, if it wasn't for the people, I would never have left you. Allah Ta'ala revealed, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَدْ Consoling his beloved Ali salam that indeed the one who revealed the Quran upon you, he will return you to the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. Then when it comes to the great imams of this ummah, the likes of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, his book is the most authentic hadith book on the surface of this earth. There's no greater hadith book in terms of authenticity. Imam Bukhari was put to trial. Imam Bukhari suffered rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, after the Ahnaf, after the followers of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, the Hanafis, the greatest followers belong to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah and his school of fiqh. What about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, when he challenged the people of his time and said, no, the Quran is not created, it's ghayr makhluq, it's the uncreated speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. was imprisoned. He was tortured, persecuted. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi passed away in prison. The very same spot he passed away, it's narrated, he recited the Quran 7,000 times. But he passed away in prison. One of the greatest imams ever to have existed. So these people, they face trials. But why they remember today? Because of their sacrifices. Because they stood up and spoke the truth. They didn't care about what would happen to them, how they would suffer. They cared about the betterment of the ummah, speaking the truth, not being a hypocrite. And they suffered. So, to wrap up, what we've heard until now is a brief look at the fact that our elders, those who passed the deen on to others, and because of whom the deen has reached us today, they faced tremendous difficulty. They didn't compromise when it came to deen, when it came to sunniyat, when it came to being firm upon Islam, the tawheed of Allah, the risala of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to reflect, what is the level of our iman, our sacrifices? Today, ma'adhullah, people, just to gain nationality, they'll write on papers that they belong to a different religion, thereby leaving the fold of Islam. This is how severe a sin that is. People compromise for worldly benefit. People who are in trade or business, because of that greed for wealth and to earn more, they leave and forgo salah. Say, we don't have time. Our business, we have to be on it 24/7. So this love for, you know, living in a particular country, earning a certain amount of wealth, this has made us heedless. In the Quran, we're told, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. O believers, your wealth and your children should never make you heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever does that, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Whoever does that is heedless because of his wealth and children, he is from the losers. So inshallah, this is why this program has been brought, to remind us, what is our maqsad on earth? Is it to just chill out, to live life to the full, as people say, to enjoy ourselves? Or is it to make sacrifices for the sake of Islam, to raise the flag of Islam, to be standard bearers? What is the real purpose of our lives? We have to die. Death is an undeniable truth. So we want to die in a state where we have sent something forward. We have done something that has pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this, we have to follow our elders. Al-barakatu ma'a akabirikum. Barakah lies in following your elders. You can't forge a new path and think, this is my unique path, I'm the first one to go on it and I'll succeed. Al-barakatu ma'a akabirikum. If the elders faced trial, tribulations, to attain great ranks like they did, we have to also face the same. And we have to be content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those difficulties can come in your health, can come in your wealth, can come in your dunya. And most definitely they will come into deen. Once you start practicing the deen, people look at you funny. Or have you become a maulana now? Have you become someone who just stays in the masjid? You'll face taunts. People will mock you. But that should never put you off. That should never make you feel inferior. Remember the time and age we're living in. It's very difficult for someone who is practicing the deen. But the greater the difficulty, the greater the reward and ajr from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, in the coming episodes, we will hear about great, great personalities, friends of Allah, prophets of Allah, messengers of Allah, who faced trial, tribulations, calamities, afflictions, yet they never took a step back. And alhamdulillah, they passed all tests that they faced. And it's because of that they attained great, great ranks in the court of Allah Jalla wa Ala. We are to take inspiration from their lives. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.